Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
Hi, I'm Rusty.
And you are listening to...
Min Huna.
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Every week I go to Huda's family's house and we hang out. And really, it's just family time. You know, baby Ibrahim wanders around and piles things on top of things and has lately decided that he really likes offering people gifts and feeding me. That was new this week. And Sarah, Huda's younger sister, and I, you know, go over what a knock-knock joke is or have a tickle fit or whatever it is. This last week, Huda and Sarah and I were piled on the couch, as we frequently are, and Sarah, kind of out of nowhere, said that she feels like this is really the end of the world because people are being so cruel to each other. I mean, I don't blame her. You know, I get it. There's a lot out there to despair about. Huda and I immediately had pretty much the same answer.
So we were talking about how a small thing can make big impact in people's life and our life too.
Yeah, one voice, or two voices, as the case may be, can make a difference. And you all went to Tucson Meet Yourself this year.
We met two person, woman and her husband. And the woman, she asked me if I am Huda, who's doing Min Huna. I was so happy to tell her, yes, that was me. I felt she, like, trying to say, yes, I heard your story. I felt she say, oh, I know about you. After that, we sit together and we spent most, like, 1.5 hours talking about the story and talking about us. And I felt that moment, it's really good thing I did to my life. And I saw that by my parents' eyes, how they were proud of this. And that's really something really important to me.
One of the things I know in my bones, and that my relationship with Huda and you and your family has taught me more than just about anything else, is that action is the antidote to despair, and that any action toward connection is one of the most potent and powerful things we can do in our lives for ourselves and for each other. So as we were on the couch there, we decided that we should really call Rusty, our producer, who is our special guest star today. So I called Rusty and left him a Facebook message.
It was Melanie telling me the story of Huda meeting the family at Tucson Meet Yourself, and it reinforced what I know in producing this show and helping to make it every 2 weeks. I consider it one of the most important things that I do in my life. I think that if we can shine a little bit of light for Westerners on this different culture, on what refugees bring to our town, if we can do that, then we're really making more connections. And I know it's done that for me. I didn't know why Ramadan was practiced before I did this show. I didn't understand why someone might wear a hijab. I didn't know about Syrian culture or about refugee stories. Doing this show has certainly impacted my life, but I also feel like we shed light for people where there might not be light otherwise.
And so on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Huda's family and my family are all going to Rusty's house, and we're going to have a big old Thanksgiving dinner on the back porch, because action toward connection is the antidote to despair. From here, we are creating a better future.
من هنا نجعل المستقبل أفضل.